Just 24 hours after the attack on Paris, Hillary Clinton faced her Democratic rivals in a televised debate Saturday night. It was an opportunity to show voters she alone has the foreign policy experience to handle the terrorist threat from ISIS. But then, when criticized for the amount of campaign contributions she accepted from Wall Street, she returned to the subject of terrorism.
I represented New York, and I represented New York on 9/11. When we were attacked, where were we attacked? We were attacked in downtown Manhattan, where Wall Street is. I did spend a whole lot of time and effort helping them rebuild. That was good for New York, it was good for the economy, and it was a way to rebuke the terrorists who had attacked our country.
WNYC's Andrea Bernstein digs into the Hillary archives for a look at how 9/11 shaped her and whether it's the reason for her Wall Street support.
9 months into her first term in the Senate, Hillary Clinton's agenda was radically altered.
Watch yourself.
By the afternoon of September 12, 2001, the senator found herself standing next to the smoking piles of burning debris that had been the World Trade Center towers. She would later call the scene the Gates of Hell.
First, we wanted to be here this afternoon to...
In those early hours, no one knew how many were dead or if more attacks were coming. But Clinton had already been on the phone and on the floor of the Senate in Washington, wrangling aid.
You know, New York is America, and America stands ready to defend what we care about, and that's this city and its people.
What Clinton cared about was suddenly very different. As she said during the debate, she represented New York when it was attacked, but her job description was radically rewritten. She'd run for office on a platform of education, health care, and women's rights. But as she later told WNYC's Brian Lehrer, the attacks vaulted fighting terrorism to the fore.
I mean, that marked me and made me feel that was my number one obligation as the senator.
In the days after 9/11, she voted for the Patriot Act, whose far-reaching consequences we still live with today. She supported trying suspected terrorists in military tribunals and the war in Iraq, a decision she would come to regret. But on the domestic policy front, Clinton did the kind of spadework that moves policies forward. She's known especially for fighting for the health care of first responders.
Young man, firefighter, he says, I can't sleep, I can't breathe. His wife said, you know, he never had a sick day in his life before 9/11. I hear that over and over and over again.
Clinton took up this cause, sharply criticizing the Bush White House for hiding the dangerous air quality in Lower Manhattan.
But a week later, 2 weeks later, 2 months later, 6 months later, give me a break. They knew and they didn't tell us the truth, and the White House told them not to tell us the truth.
And in the community of EMTs and firefighters, Clinton really was loved for keeping the pressure up until laws were passed covering the health care of the responders. Here's Chuck Capo, head of EMS Local 3621, back in 2004.
Senator Clinton, thank you very much. If you decide to throw your hat in the ring for the run for the other office, you have my support.
But until Clinton mentioned it Saturday night, fighting to save the financial industry has never been a central plank for any of Clinton's campaigns. Spokesman Brian Fallon isn't backing away from her contention that Wall Street support has come in part in gratitude for seeking federal funds for New York after the attacks.
That advocacy, which continued for years after that, to make sure that what was the lifeblood of the New York economy was not undermined, should not be conflated or misunderstood to mean that she was anything other than a zealous advocate for strong regulation of that industry.
On the domestic front, Clinton spent most of her energy post 9/11 fighting for the little guy. On Saturday night, she inexplicably claimed credit for helping the big guys. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.